福音书卷出的 Book of Matthew， 请打开马太福音 Chapter 24， 二十四章，马太福音二十四章
Verse 14，
第十四节。
Matthew 24:14，
马太福音二十四章十四节。
And these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
十四节，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
我们的主，我们感谢你今天早上把我们聚集在一起。
We do consider as a great privilege that Thou has bestowed upon us.
我们认为这是一个特殊的恩典，你把我们聚集。
That at His critical hour, Thou dost love us so much as to gather us in Thy presence.
在这个关键的时刻，你把我们聚集在你面前。
Dear Lord, our hearts do wait upon thee.
我们的心，主啊，在你面前等候。
What hast thou to say to us this morning?
你要对我们说什么话
？Speak, Lord, thy servants hear.
Amen.
主，请说，仆人静听。
We give this hour into your hand.
我们把这段时间交在您的手中。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do His work in us.
我们相信圣灵要做自己的工作。
To the praise of your glory.
为你的奉你为你的名献上感谢祷告。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们
，It is really a great pleasure to be able to meet you all.
这实在是恩典，能够跟大家一起聚集。
Recently, the Lord has exercised my heart.
最近神在我心中动工。
About this matter of His imminent return.
有关主随时可以回来。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all believe that the Lord is soon to return.
我想弟兄姐妹，每一个人我们都相信主随时都可以回来。
As a matter of fact, He has waited for so long a time.
事实上，他已经等了许久了。
And I believe He is most anxious to come back as soon as possible.
我们的主事实上是切切的希望要回来。
But 20 centuries have passed.
但是二十世纪已经过去。
And I begin to wonder, why is the delay?
我们在想为什么他一直在延迟。
I believe there is no problem with him.
我相信不是主的问题。
Because we believe, even immediately, almost immediately after he left,
我们相信就是主他离开之后他离开之后
And actually before he left
在事实上在他离开之前
He has promised his people that he will return
他应许他的子民说他要回来
And as you read the book of Revelation
当你读启示录
To the end of that book
在启示录最后
He said, Behold, I come quickly.
他的启示录最后说，看哪，我要快来。
So, so far as he is concerned,
对主来说
he wants to come back quickly.
他要快快地回来。
But why is it 20 centuries is a long time?
为什么二十世纪已经二十世纪了，这是一个很长的时间。
And he is still absent.
为什么他还没回来？
So I believe it is a question that probably we all are asking.
这是大概每一个人的问题。
I believe the problem is not in him.
我相信问题不在此。
Which bridegroom is not anxious to meet his bride?
哪一个新郎不急的要见他的新娘呢？
Usually it is the bridegroom waiting anxiously.
通常是新郎
bridegroom waiting anxious.
通常是新郎切切的要在那里等候新娘。
And the bride doesn't seem to be in any anxious.
但是新娘似乎一点都不急。
You know, I remember the story.
我记得一个故事。
I think it is Cousin Taylor's great grandfather.
这个戴德森的曾祖父。
He was a careless youth.
他是一个心不在焉的一个年轻人。
He loved dancing and all these things.
他喜欢跳舞这一类的东西。
But on the day of his marriage,
但是呢，当他结婚那一天
，when he got up in the morning,
他早上起来
，he suddenly realized that it was the day of his wedding.
他突然发觉，哦，今天是他结婚的日子。
And he began to think, well, that is a serious thing.
他突然想，哦，这是件严重的事情。
So he went to the field to pray.
所以他到野外去祷告。
And he just prayed and prayed and prayed.
他就一直祷告，一直祷告。
And he forgot the time.
他忘记了时间。
When he finally finished,
他刚刚祷告完了之后
，he noticed it's already 12 o'clock.
他就发觉已经12点钟。
It's the time of his wedding.
那个时候已经是他的结婚要开始。
So he hurried to the church building.
所以他赶快跑到那个教堂去。
Now actually the bride.Was already there.
但是那个新娘就早就在那里等。
And people were already gathered there.
人都已经，客人都已经在那里等了。
They were wondering where was the bride.
他们一直在问说，这个新郎跑哪里去了
？But anyway, he rushed in.
总而言之，他都快让他赶到了。
And he got married.
他结了婚。
That evening.
那天晚上。
Before they went to bed.
让他们这个睡觉之前
，He told his new wife that we must pray.
他告诉他的新娘说，我们要一定要祷告。
Now that was totally new to this lady.
对新娘来讲，这是件新的事情。
But somehow, Cousin Taylor's grandfather forced her on her knees.
戴德森的曾祖父就勉强他要这个新娘跪下。
And he prayed that prayer.
他们一起来祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，You know out of that family,
你知道在一个家庭里面
，How generation after generation served the Lord.
这一家人一代一代的不断的服侍主。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，I have been inquiring.
我一直在寻求。
Why is it?We are now in the 21st century.
为什么我们现在已经21st century?
And the Lord is still absent.
为什么我们主还没有？
And one day the Lord reminded me.
有一天主向我。
Of Matthew 24 verse 14.
马太福音24:14.
And these great tidings of the kingdom shall be preached.In the whole habitable earth, for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
So I began to wonder if that is the reason.
我开始在想，是不是就是因为这个问题，主一直到今天还没有回来。
The Lord said, "The message of the kingdom of heaven shall be preached."To all the world.
我们的主说，天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
as a witness to the nations.
对万民做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
Now is it because
是不是因为这样
the message of the kingdom of heaven has not been preached through all the nations?
会不会是因为天国福音还没有传遍天下呢
？And has not been a witness to the nation.
是不是还没有对万民做见证呢
？That is to say, not only preach, but practice before the world.
不但是传讲，并且要实行在天下。
And after that is accomplished.
当那个成就了之后
，And the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
You remember in the history of the children of Israel.
你记得以色列人的历史。
How after the book of Malachi?
那个马拉基书里面这样讲。
After the book of Malachi.
这个马拉基书之后。
For 400 years.
有四百年的时间。
God was silent to his people.
神一直是沉默的，没有讲话。
Why?
为什么？
Not because God doesn't want to speak to his people.
不是因为神不要对他的子民讲话。
It is because his people did not have the ear or heart to listen.
是因为他的子民没有那个耳朵，也没有那个心去听。
It was really a sad time.
那是非常一个悲哀的事情。
Now, even though in Jerusalem the temple was rebuilt,
那个耶路撒冷的圣殿都已经重建。
And the priests were serving in the temple.
祭司在圣殿里面也在服侍。
And daily the people gathered to pray.
那天天这些神的子民都在那里祷告。
And they prayed.That the Messiah will come.
他们祷告说，那位弥赛亚，那位救主啊，要来。
The whole nation was waiting for the Messiah.
那整个的以色列这个国家都在等候那位救主要来。
But year after year,
那是一年一年过去。
There was silence.
都是沉默。
And then suddenly,
但是突然之间
there was a voice in the wilderness.
有一个声音在旷野发出来。
And the message to the people of Israel was,
那个对以色列人的信息是这样的。
Repent.
我们要悔改。
For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国近了。
Brothers and sisters, here is a call for repentance. But it is not a call to the Gentile world.
但是这个呼召不是对一个非犹太人外邦人。
It is a call to the nation of Israel.
这个呼召是对以色列的呼召。
Supposed to be God's people.
这是神的子民。
And the call is repent.
对于神的子民，这个呼召是悔改。
Probably to the people of Israel.
对这些以色列人来讲
，This was a wrong call.
这个似乎是一个错误的呼召。
Because certainly they were a godly nation.
当然因为他们是神的子民。
How they offer sacrifice day by day.
他们是如何的在那里天天的献祭
？It must be a call to the nations.
这个似乎应该是对于外邦人的呼召。
It shouldn't be to them.
似乎不是对以色列人的呼召。
But there was no doubt.
但是很清楚的
，It is a call to the people of God.
但是这个呼召是对以色列百姓的呼召。
And We usually repent because of our sins.
我们通常悔改是因为我们的罪。
We repent because of something negative.
我们悔改是因为有些负面的事情。
But here is a call to repent for something positive.
但是这里的悔改是悔改一个到正面的事情。
The call is for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
这个呼召是说神的国近了。
In other words,
换句话说
God was telling his people,
神告诉他的子民
You are not fit for the kingdom of the heavens.
你们还不配神的国，要作为子民。你们需要悔改。
So that you will be able to be in the kingdom of the heavens.
这样子你在神的国里面才能够有份。
Now, isn't that a great surprise to the nation of Israel?
这对以色列人来讲是不是一个很大的惊奇呢？
But how true this is.
但是这是何等的真实。
You know this call of the coming of the kingdom of heaven ushered in the age of grace.
这一个神，这个神的儿子的呼召，要引进这个恩典的时代。
They were under the age of the law.
他们是在律法的时代。
But now God was going to change that age.
但是神要改变这个时代。
To introduce in the age of grace.
要引进一个恩典的时代。
Now how was that age ushered in?
这个恩典时代怎么样能够引进？
It was ushered in through the call.Of the kingdom of the heaven.
这个引进呢是借着这个对于神的国的呼召。
Because the king is coming.
因为这位神的国的王来了。
Brothers and sisters, I hope we will all remember this.
弟兄姐妹，我希望大家都记得。
It is the call of the kingdom of heaven.
是对于神天国的呼召。
That ushered in the age of grace.
这个才能够引进这个恩典时代。
Why? Because we usually think of the kingdom as something more serious even than the law.
为什么我们把天国把它想要比律法
更严肃？ But the gospel of the kingdom of heavens is grace.
但是神的国是恩典。
It is grace upon grace.
是恩上加恩。
Because God is going to grace his people.
神是要对他的子民施恩的。
That ushered in the age of grace.
这个就是把恩典的时代带进。
Now if this is the case.
这个是这个情形。
Then when will God change again the age?
当神在改变这个时代的时候
Change from the age of grace to the age of the kingdom
当神把这个恩典的时代改变到国度的时代
It is still the gospel of the kingdom of heaven
这仍然是天国的福音的内容
While it begins the age of grace
它从恩典开始
If it is preached to all the world
他要向众万民传讲
，as a witness to the nations，
对万天万万民做见证。
When this happens，
当这个做成就的时候
，then the end will come，
然后末期才来到。
So in other words，
换句话说
，it is the gospel of the kingdom of heavens that ushered in the age of grace。
这个恩典的福音。引进这个天国的福音引进恩典的时代
And it is the same gospel of the kingdom of grace that will end the end of grace and usher in the kingdom of the millennium kingdom
这个
gospel of grace
这恩典的时代然后呢结束呢就要引进这个国度的时代
So we find how important this is
所以我们要知道这是何等的重要。
You know, as you go back to church history,
当我们回到教会历史
you find what our Lord Jesus Himself preached is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
当我们主他的传讲就是天国的福音。
We remember when He first began to preach.
当我们主开始 传讲信息的时候。
In Matthew chapter 4,
在马太福音第四章。
Our Lord Jesus began to preach.
我们的主开始传讲。
And he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn nigh."
他说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And do you know what the apostles preach?
你知道这些使徒们他们传讲什么？
The apostles just continue what the Lord has preached.
使徒们传讲的就是继续我们主耶稣所传讲。
You remember on the day of Pentecost?
你记得在五旬节的时候。
When Peter and the 11 stood up.
彼得和五千人一起十一个使徒一起站起来。
They said,This Jesus who you have rejected.
他说这位耶稣你们所拒绝的。
God has made him Lord and Christ.
神已经让他为主为救主了。
The kingdom of the heavens.
这个就是天国的福音。
And if you read the beginning of the book of Acts.
你读使徒行传开始。
You will find because this gospel of the kingdom of heavens was preached.
你发觉天国的福音就在圣经里传讲。
So you find on earth a people heavenly.
所以你看见地上有一批人是属天的。
What a testimony they gave.
他们的见证是何等的见证。
But unfortunately,
但是不幸的。
Gradually, the church lost the gospel.Of the kingdom of the heavens.
渐渐的，教会失去了这个天国福音的见证。
The church even lost the gospel of grace.
教会也失去了这个恩典啊的这个福音的恩典。
During the dark age,
在这个黑暗的时期
，people do not know how to be saved.
在人不知道怎么样得救。
They forgot grace completely.
他们忘记了，完全忘记了恩典。
How will people to be saved?
他们不知道人应该怎么得救。
You have to accumulate merits.
他们的了解是你必须要行善。
If you have enough merits, when you die, you go straight to heaven.
你做了。足够的好事，你就可以到天堂去。
If you had not accumulated enough merit,
如果你没有足够的功德的话
，you have to go to purgatory.
你就要到炼狱里去。
But there are a few so-called saints.
但有一些人的所谓的那些圣徒
，they have more than enough merits accumulated.
他们有足够的功德。
So if you pray to them, they will share some of their extra merits with you.
如果你向这些圣徒祷告，他们可以给你一些他们的那些功德。
And they will get you out of purgatory earlier.
所以他们就可以帮助你离开那个炼狱早一点。
So you remember in Martin Luther's time.
所以你记得在马丁路德的时候
，They were selling so-called indulgences.
所以他们卖这个赎罪券。
If you pay a certain amount of money,
如果你付了一些钱
，then certain sins could be forgiven.
那么某些罪就可以赦免。
And at that time, even people wanted to commit crime.
当时有的人想犯罪。
So they bought the indulgences first.
他先去买一些赎罪券。
And after they were caught,
然后当他们被抓的时候
，they showed the indulgences.
他把这个赎罪券给他们看，他们就被放了。
In other words,
换句话说
，people thought they could only be saved by accumulating merits.
他们人以为他们得救是可以累积功德就可以得救。
That's the natural thought.
这是天然的想法。
I think everybody before he or she was saved was thinking of that.
很多人没有信主信耶稣之前都有这种想法。
We all try to do something good in order to deliver us from hell.
我们都想行善，让这些善来让我们不坚定。
Not knowing that it was completely useless.
这些他们不知道，这些是完全没有用。
You know, not until the 16th century.
一直到十六世纪。
When Martin Luther, Calvin, and all these reformers began to preach the gospel of grace.
马丁路德、加尔文这些人开始在传讲恩典福音。
So the gospel of grace has been recovered.
所以恩典的福音就开始恢复了。
But so far as the gospel of the kingdom was concerned,
但是对于天国的福音来讲，
it was not especially emphasized.
并没有强调。
So far as history goes,
从历史来讲，
it wasn't until you come to the 19th century,
这是一直到十九世纪，
and God began to raise up some people,
神开始兴起一些人，
such as Panther Panton Gavet,
像潘汤红Panther Gavet 这些人，
these people,
这些人。
And they began to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他们就开始传讲天国的福音。
But unfortunately,
那不幸。
Even to our day,
一直到今天，
this gospel of the kingdom of heaven is not popular.
一直到今天，天国的福音还不是很这个。
I remember when I first came to this country in the 1950s.
我记得我刚刚来到这个美国，一九五零年来的。
I was warned by Brother Sparks.
我十百个弟兄警告我。
Be careful about preaching this.
你小心，你要传天国的福音，你要小心。
Because he suffered so much in England.
因为十百个弟兄在英国传这个福音，受了许多苦。
It wasn't popular at all.
一点都不受欢迎。
But dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
How can our Lord return if this gospel of the kingdom of heaven is not preached to the nation?
如果天国的福音不传讲，我们的主怎么回来？
We haven't done what we should.
我们还没有做我们应当做的。
And I believe probably this is the reason for the delay of the coming of the Lord.
我想这个大概就是因为我们的主还没有回来的原因。
So to me, I feel a real burden.
所以对我来讲，我有一个负担。
I feel that God's people should know the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
我觉得神的子民要明白天国的福音。
When our Lord Jesus began to preach,
当我们的主开始传讲信息
，In Matthew chapter 4,
马太福音第二十四章，第四章
，He said, "Repent."For the kingdom of heaven has drawn nigh.
他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Now the king was already here.
这个王已经来了。
But why is it that he said, "For the kingdom of heaven has drawn nigh"?
那王已经来了，为什么说天国只是近了而已呢？
Is he not already here?
王不是已经来了吗？
Yes, he is.
也是的，王已经来了。
And he came for the one purpose.
他来是为了一个目的。
To build his kingdom of heaven.
来这里要建立他的国度。
He is from heaven.
他从天而来的。
And he is to bring heaven upon earth.
他要把天带到地上来。
And he is to form a kingdom of heaven.
他要把地上建立天国。
Totally different.From all the kingdoms in the world.
跟世界上所有的国度是不一样的。
That was his purpose in coming for the first time.
那就是为什么第一次来的目的。
But he said the kingdom of heaven has drawn nigh.
但是他说天国近了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he didn't have any people yet.
因为他还没有任何的子民。
You cannot have a kingdom if you do not have people.
你不能够有一个国度啊，没有百姓。
So what is the purpose of our Lord's first coming?
所以我们的主他第一次来的目的是什么？
We say he came to save us.
我们说他来救。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹，
is it what it is all?
是不是就是这就是为他来的唯一的目的呢？
Is it because heaven is so empty?
是不是因为天堂是这么空
？So he came and tried to gather us into heaven.
是不是因为天堂太空了，所以他要找人充满天国呢？天堂
意思我应该谁？
我那他真正要拯救我们的原因是什么
？Not that we may go to heaven，
不只是说要我们就是到天堂去。
Not that we may have a good time，
不是说要我们有一个好的时好的时间。
We may have the benefit of two worlds。
我们有在地上跟天上都蒙福。
We can enjoy ourselves today。
我们可以在今天享福。
Because we know we will go to heaven。
因为我们知道我们到天堂也享福。
Certainly not。
当然不是这样。
Why is it？
那么为什么
？Because when our Lord came to the earth at the first time。
因为我们主第一次来到地上的时候。
He came trying to gather his people.
他来是要聚集他的百姓。
You know, as you read the Gospels,
当你读福音书的时候，
maybe something impressive.
你大概很有深印象。
Why is it?
为什
么？ That when our Lord was on earth,
为什么我们走在地上的时候？
As he met always the sick, the crippled, the blind, the dead.
他就是这些瞎眼的、瘸腿的，瞎眼的。
Why is it?
为什么
？It shows that where we were.
那他要显明我们这就是我们的光景。
He came to find his bride.
他来要寻找他的新娘。
He came to find his people for his kingdom.
他要找百姓为他的国度预备百姓。
But what did he find?
但他找到什么？
He finds the sick.
他找到了生病。
He finds the blind.
这些瞎眼。
He finds the lame.
这些瘸腿。
He finds even the dead.
还找到了死。
Now he couldn't take these people as his people in the kingdom.
他不能够把这些人拉进来成为他的天国的子民了。
So he has to save them.
所以他先救他。
He has to remake them.
他要开始塑造他们
，in order that they may be fit to be in his kingdom，
为了要让他们能够然后配得在天国里面。
Thank God if you read Colossians chapter 1:13，
感谢主，如果我们读哥罗西书第一章十三节
，that God has translated out of the power of God。And into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
他把我们，就我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们圈到他爱子的国度里面。
Now what is salvation?
什么是救恩？
Salvation is we were being translated out of the kingdom, out of the power of darkness.
救恩就是把我们从黑暗的权势里面。拯救出来
into the kingdom of the Son of God's love，
把我们圈到他爱子的光明的国度里面。
You know, once when we were in sin and transgression，
当我们在罪恶过犯当中的时候
，so far as you could see，
你可以看到
，we were just under the custom of our days，
我们所看到的就是我们随处今世的东西。
We were just going after our flesh.
随从我们肉体的情欲。
But in the unseen world,
但是在看不见的领域里面
，we were under the power of darkness.
在这个领域里面，我们就在黑暗的权势。
Because the evil spirit is directing us.
在那个邪灵正在那里主导。
We belong to the king, to the power of darkness.
我们是属于那个黑暗的权势之下。
It was like the children of Israel in Egypt.
当以色列百姓在埃及里面。
They were doing all these hard labors.
他们在埃及做许多苦工。
But they were actually under the power of Pharaoh.
事实上，他们是在法老的权势之下。
There was no hope.
他们没有反抗。
That was what we were before.
就像我们，就像他们那个光景一样。
Thank God，
感谢主。
You know when you believe in the Lord Jesus，
当你信耶稣基督
，Not only your sins were forgiven，
不只是你的罪得赦免
，Your burden rolled away，
你的重担 消失了。
But actually, God has changed your position.
神还改变了你的地位。
He has delivered you out of the power of God.
他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
You are no longer in the Satan's room.
你不在撒旦的权势之下。
You have been translated out of it.
你已经被脱离了。脱离了这个黑暗权势。
And now you have been translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
你们被圈到的爱子的爱的国度。
In other words, you are not only saved, but you are under a new rule.
你不但是被拯救，并且你还在一个新的领域里面。
That is our position.
这就是我们的地位。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹
，position alone is not enough.
光是地位是不够的。
Position is what is given to you.
地位已经给我们了。
It gives to you to make it possible for you to be a real citizen of the kingdom.
你有这个地位，为了让你能够成为一个真的成为一个神国度里面的人。
So you have to come to the condition.
你一定要到这么一个情形之下。
That's the reason why when our Lord first began to preach the kingdom gospel of the kingdom.
这就是为什么当我们主开始传讲天国福音的时候。
Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
要悔改，因为天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And then, as you read on the gospel of Matthew.
当我们继续读马太福音的时候
，You find the Lord began to call for disciples.
你发觉我们主开始来呼召门徒。
Now why did He want to call disciples?
为什么他呼召门徒
？If He just saved us, isn't that enough?
那他已经救了我们了，这不是够了吗
？No.
不
，He began to call disciples.
他开始呼召门徒。
Now what does He mean?
那意思是什么
？Who are the disciples?
谁是门徒？
What does discipleship mean?
那这个做叫人做门徒的意思是什么
？It doesn't mean that he wants you to join his school.
不是说要你去，只是参加他的学校。
You know, discipleship in the old days is different from the school today.
做门徒。过去做门徒的意思跟今天的学校是不一样。
The school today is you pay for that school.
今天的学校是你要付钱进学校。
Or in other words, it is you who employ the professors.
是你去请这个教授来教你。
And you go there, try to absorb all his learning.
你到学校去要学教授教你所有的东西。
But disciple is like an old-time apprenticeship.
做门徒事实上是和过去的学徒制是类似的。
Because in the old days there was no so-called modern school.
过去呢是没有像今天这样的学校。
If you want to learn a trade,
如果你要学一样技能的话
，What do you do?
你怎么做呢
？Your family will try to find a master.
你的家里呢，就要帮你找一位师傅。
Suppose this is carpentry.
譬如说他是木匠。
So they try to find a master carpenter.
所以他们家里就帮你找一个好的木匠师傅。
And they will negotiate with that master.
跟那个师傅呢，这个商量。
Make him willing to accept you as his apprentice.
请求他收你做他的徒弟。
Now what do you do?
那你做什么
？You left your home.
你就离开你的家。
You go and stay with your master.
你跟你的师傅住在一起。
You become one of his family.
你成为他们家里的其中一份。
And during the first year,
第一年
，he didn't ask you. He didn't teach you anything.
他根本不教你什么东西。
What did he want you to do?
他做什么呢
？To sweep the floor.
他要你扫地。
To help to hold the baby.
要去看小孩。
To wait upon him when he was eating.
他吃饭的时候，你在旁边 定汤定碗。
You were like a slave.
你好像一个仆人一样，那个是奴隶一样。
And you even cannot go back to visit your family.
你根本还不可以回家看一看父母亲。
Unless you get, he gave you permission.
除非他让你去。
He owe you as it were.
他根本就是拥有你。
And then if you listen,
如果你听的话
then maybe the next year he will teach you a little.
第二年他就开始教你一点东西。
And you help you to touch the tool.
让你呢碰碰那个工具。
After a few years, you graduate.
几年之后呢，你毕业。
What does it mean by graduate?
你毕业是什么意思呢
？It means you have learned the master skill.
你学了师傅的手艺。
Not only that.
不只是这样。
You don't learn the masters as a man.
你学了。这个师傅的做人
，You will talk like your master.
你讲话跟师傅有些相似的。
You will walk like your master.
你走路也跟师傅走的样子相似。
You will become a replica of your master.
你这个样子，你就算是那个复制。
Now this is apprenticeship.
这个就是这个学习。
This is discipleship.
这个就是做人。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Do not be contented by just having.And you love.
不要只是为了有一个新的生命而满足。
You will not be contented just by the hope of heaven.
不要就是因为能够进天堂而满足。
This is not God's thought for you.
这不是神的心意。
God's thought for you is you be disciple to Christ.
神的心意，我的心意是要你能够成为神的门徒。
So after people believed in the Lord Jesus,
当人信耶稣之后
the Lord Jesus began to call for disciples.
耶稣开始呼召门徒
And what happened?
什么事情发生呢
In Matthew chapter 4,
马太福音第四章
the Lord was walking by the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣在加利利海旁边行走
And he saw Peter and Andrew. They were casting the nets.
耶稣见彼得跟安德烈他们在撒网
，because they were fishermen，
因为他们是渔夫。
And the Lord said, "Come and follow me."
耶稣说：“来，跟随我。
”What did these two brothers do?
这两个兄弟做什么
？They left the net, the boat, and everything, and followed.
他们舍弃了他们的网、他们的船、一切。
They were going to be apprentice to Christ.
他们要做耶稣的门徒。
And then the Lord went a little further.
那我们的主就进一步。
And he saw the two sons of Zebedee.
他们这个遇到了这个基比亚的两个儿子。
And he said, "Come and follow me."
他说，来跟从我。
What did they do?
他们做什么？
They left the net.
他们离开了，放弃了。
They left the boat.
他们放弃了他们的王。
They left the father, their father.
他们离开了父母、父亲。
And followed.
他们跟随主。
And then later on, you find the tax gatherer.
再下去，你就发觉他，你是有一个税吏。
In his custom house.
在他的这个税关上面。
And the Lord said, "Come."And follow me.
我们主说，来跟从我。
And he left his job.
他离开了工作。
He left everything.
他离开所有，放弃所有。
And follow me.
跟从。
In other words,
换句话说
，none of his disciples will continue in their own house, do their own things, and occasionally maybe on Sunday try to follow.
没有一个他的门徒是说他们还留在家里面还做他们事情然后呢星期天偶尔来聚会
The call of discipleship is the call to follow the Lord all the way
呼召做门徒是说呼召跟随主全然的跟随主
What does he mean by follow the Lord?
跟随主的意思是什么
It means you learn of him
你向他学。
You notice how he acts.
你学我们的主是怎么行事的。
How he speaks.
他怎么说。
What he does.
他做什么。
You try to know his character.
你了解他的性情。
Until his character become yours.
直到他的性情成为你的性情。
You'll be walking like him.
你的走路就像他。
You'll be talking like him.
你说话也像他。
You will be acting like him.
你行事也像他。
You become a replica of him.
你是他的复制。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is how he made the citizens of the kingdom of the heavenly.
这就是他如何的预备他天国的子民。
You know what do you mean by the kingdom of the heaven?
天国是什么意思？
The kingdom of the heaven is nothing but the king.
天国主要的内容就是那个王。
The king symbolizes his kingdom.
王就是代表这个国，这个天国。
He is a gentle king.
如果他是温柔的王。
Then the whole nation enjoy their gentleness.
如果他是个温柔的王，整个的国度都是在温柔当中。
And the people will reflect his gentleness.
他的百姓也反映出王的温柔。
If the king is cruel,
如果这个王是残忍，
then the whole nation is cruel.
这整个的国度都是残忍。
Because the king symbolizes his kingdom.
因为国度。这个王就是代表了这个国度。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
this is the reason.
这就是为什么。
Why after some disciples began to follow him?
为什么有些门徒开始跟随主？
Then he went to the mount.
这就是为什么他要带他们到山上。
And then in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, he gave us the so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这是为什么马大哥五六七这三章。讲到这个这个山上的教训。
Now the Sermon on the Mount is greatly misunderstood.
山上的教训有很多的误会。
People usually take the Sermon on the Mount as the highest ethics.
有些人把山上教训变成一个最高的道德标准。
As if the ethics of this world is not enough.
好像地上的道德还不够。
We need a higher ethic.
我们需要更高的道德标准。
That we may imitate Christ.
这样的话呢，我们就可以学习耶稣。
If we cannot be ethical, even with this world standard,
如果我们像这个有道德，像达到了世界上的标准
，How can we fulfill?The higher act of Sermon on the Mount.
如果连地上的标准我们都达不到，怎么可能达到山上教训那么高的道德标准？
If you have never tried,
如果你还没有试过的话，
you think you can do it.
你以为你可以达到这个标准？
But if you really try sincerely,
如果你真的很诚恳的想去试的话，
without law, you discover it's impossible.
你在这个律法的面前呢，你发觉你是不可能达到。
With man it is impossible.
对人来讲，这是不可能达到。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是对神来讲，凡事都能。
So what is the Sermon on the Mount?
所以在山上的教训是什么
？The Sermon on the Mount is showing us who the King is.
山上的教训是告诉我们这位王是怎么样的一位王。
What kind of character he is?
他的性格是如何
？How will he act?
他是怎么样行事的
？And what he is, he wants to be like.
他是如何，他要我们也如何。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，This is the Sermon on the Mount.
这就是山上的教训。
It is not for you to imitate him.
不是要你去学他。
It is for you to allow him to live his life out of you.
不是你去模仿他，乃是让他在你里面活，在你里面活出他来。
And that is the reason why you came to Matthew chapter 11.
这就到了马太第十一章。
When you come to Matthew chapter 11,
马太十一章
in verse 12,
十二节
But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence, and the violence seizes on
it. 十一章十二节，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
The Lord has been preaching for some time.
我们的主已经传讲。
And he's gathering some disciples around him.
他已经得到一些人。
So now he said,
现在他说了,
from the time of John the Baptist until now,
他说, 从施洗约翰的时候到如今,
the kingdom of the heavens is not only nigh now.
天国啊不只是近,
the kingdom of heavens is here.
天国不是已经到了。
Now who will be in that kingdom?
谁能够在这个天国里面有份呢？
He said, those who are violent.
这里说，这些人是努力的，就能够进而有份。
And the violent seize.
但是努力的人就进入了，事实上是暴力，用暴力的人就进入。
Brothers and sisters, we do not like to hear the word violent.
我们对这个暴力，这个努力，这个暴力这个字，我们不
喜欢。You know, when we hear the word violent, we are tired.
我们听到暴力，我们就觉得不顺。
It's a bad thing.
这个不是好的事情。
But the word itself is true.
这个字呢，本身呢，还是对的。
It depends on who do you do violent.
这个在于讲说你对谁是暴力。
If you do violence to other people, that's bad.
你如果对别人是暴力，你就错了。
But if you do violence to yourself, that's
good. 你如果对自己是暴力，那就对了。
If you don't like the word violence, change it.
如果你不喜欢这个暴力这个字，你换一个字。
Because the word also means force.
这个字的意思就是说是用力的意思，努力的意思。
The kingdom of heavens is taken by force.
天国是努力的人进入的。
And the forceful one seize upon.
努力的人就得着。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
when we got saved,
当我们, 得
救的时候, do we use force?
你是用努力得救的吗?
No.
不是。
You give up your force.
你放下了你的努力。
And just trust in the Lord Jesus.
你就是凭信, 信耶稣。
And you are saved.
你就得救了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
if you want to come,into the kingdom of the heaven.
但是如果你要在天国有份
to be like Christ,
像基督
to have his character in your life,
有他的性格在你里面
you have to use force.
你必须要用暴力又用努力
you cannot expect to be sitting in a sitting chair and carried up to heaven.
你不可能说坐在椅子上舒舒服服的被抬到天上去。
You have to fight your way through.
你必须要征战，然后你才能进。
But fight against whom?
你征战什么
？Against yourself.
征战是对你自己。
Yourself is the problem.
你自己是个问题。
It is the flesh in you.
是你的肉体在你里面。
It is the self-life in you.
是你的己的生命在你。
It is what you have inherited from Adam in you.
是那从亚当遗传来的，在你里面。
He's trying to lead you back to the world.
这些是要把你引你回到世界上去。
But when the call of the Lord comes,
当主呼召之后
，you will have a conflict.
你里面就有冲突了。
That constitutes a cross.
这个就造成一条路，十字架。
The will of God and Your own will cross each other.
神的意，神的旨意跟你的旨意两个呢彼此交叉了。
Now, where do you use your force?
你现在怎么样用这一个暴力
？You force yourself against the will of God to do your thing.
你用你的暴力抵挡神，做你自己的意思，根据你自己的意思
or you force yourself to surrender and allow the Lord's will to get through.
你用暴力来降服，让神的旨意在你身上有定位。
I believe, brothers and sisters.
我相信弟兄姐妹。
After we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
让我们信了耶稣之后
，we must have such a spirit.
我们一定有这一类的经
历。We come to a place.
你到一个地步。
Where we know what the will of God is.
你知道神的旨意是什么。
But we have our own will.
但是你有你自己的意思。
And there is a struggle.
这个当中就有冲突。
争吵。What's the result of that struggle?
那个。挣扎的结果是什么？
If you try to depend upon your own force,
如果你想根据自己的力量，
you will force against the will of God.
你就要会抵挡神的旨意。
And force your own will too.
你会用那个力量来执行你自己的意思。
You can do that.
你可以做到。
That.
你已经从一定是做过这些事情。
But if you do,
但是如果你这样做，
how do you feel with it?
你在里面有什么感觉？
Do you feel sad?
你这样做是不是里面感觉到
Do you feel something
不对？
Is wrong?
你是不是觉得里面是不对呢？
But if you insist and persist,
如果你坚持，
Gradually the inner voice will become silent.
那里面的那个不对的感觉就慢慢的减弱。
You have your way.
你就开始走自己的路。
But God.
神的道路就会拦阻。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，It is out of such struggling,
在这个挣扎当中
，that we begin to let away our own self and allow Christ to grow in us.
是经过这些挣扎，你才开始慢慢的离开自己的意思，然后呢，让神的意思在你里面有地位。
And that makes us real.Citizens of the kingdom of God.
只有这样子，你才能够真正成为天国的子民。
Let me say just this.
让我说这个。
If you are expecting.When the kingdom of the heaven shall come upon this earth,
当你期望天国来到这个地上的时候
，You know when our Lord Jesus shall return for the second time.
当我们的主第二次再来的时候
，What will he be doing?
他来，他做什么
？He will come to judge the world.
他要到地上来审判这个地上世界
，build his kingdom.Of heaven upon this earth.
他在地上建立他的天国。
In other words,
啊，
for 1,000 years, heaven will rule upon this earth.
也就是说，在地上有1,000年的时间，天要掌管这个地。
What a blessed time it will be!
这是一个何等蒙福的时间。
This is the utopia that people are looking for.
这是一个乌托邦。人在那里向往。
When the kingdom of heaven shall be established upon this earth,
当天国在地上开始建立的时候
，those who follow the Lord will force themselves into the kingdom today.
那些顺从主用暴力。这个努力进天国的那些人
，When the kingdom of the heavens, the millennium, 1,000 years shall come，
当1,000年的国度来到地上的时候
，What will happen？
那些什么事情发生呢
？You will be ruling and crowned with Christ Jesus。
那这些人就要跟我们的主一同掌权，一同。有冠冕在地上。
If we are wise enough,
就是
wise.
如果你是够聪明的话
，What will you choose?
你的选择是什么
？A few years or having a good time for yourself,
只是在地上短短的几年，好像享福呢
？And lose 1,000 years of blessedness，
这样子的话，你就失去了那一千年的那个祝福呢
？Or rather lose your life, soul life today，
还是说你放下你的魂的生命
，and gain into eternity，
你得到那个永世的福分呢？你的选择是什么？愿主带领。
第二个，Our heart's prayer is Thy kingdom come.
我们的心意是你的国降。
This is the desire of our heart.
这是我们深深的从心中的盼望。
But Lord, Thy will is that we may be all in that kingdom.
我们的主，您的心意是所有的人都在你的国度。
It is not Thy will that Thy people should miss.
你没有意思要让任何一个人失去。
So Lord, pray that by grace your soul encourages.
我们祷告，你的天国是如此的鼓励。
That we may all by thy grace press on to reach the goal.
我们根据你的恩典，每一个人都往前指导。
That you may reward us.
这样子你就让我们都有关于
And it is for your glory
是为了你的荣耀
Amen We ask in your precious name
我们这样祷告是奉你宝贵的名
Amen, Amen. Amen.